The Confederates. Surah Al-Ahzab. Themes of the Surah. It focuses on Allah's taking care of His Prophet, peace be upon him, and protecting his personage and his household.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhan nabiy. اتق الله ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين إن الله كان عليما حكيما.
Explanation. Verse number 1. O Prophet, remain firm, you and those with you, on being mindful through carrying out his commands and refraining from his prohibitions, and fear him alone, and do not obey the disbelievers and hypocrites in what they desire. Allah is knowing of the plans the disbelievers and hypocrites make, and wise in his creating and managing.
وَاتَّبِعْ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا.
Verse number 2. And follow the revelation your Lord reveals to you. Allah is aware of what you do, none of that escapes Him, and He shall reward you for your actions.
وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا.
Verse number 3. And rely on Allah alone in all your affairs, and He is sufficient as a protector for those of His servants who trust in Him.
مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ وَمَا جَعَلَ أَزْوَاجَكُمُ اللَّائِي تُظَاهِرُونَ مِنْهُنَّ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ أَدْعِيَاءَكُمْ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ قَوْلُكُمْ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَقُولُ الْحَقَّ وَهُوَ يَهْدِي السَّبِيلِ.
Verse number 4. Just as Allah has not placed two hearts in the chest of any man, as some of them believe, likewise, He did not make wives like mothers with respect to being forbidden to marry, and likewise, He did not make claimed sons like biological sons, because of dhihar, which is for a man to make his wife unlawful for himself, and likewise, claiming the children of others as one's own, are practices of ignorance which Islam has nullified. That making unlawful through adhihar, and taking as sons those whose fathers you are not, is a statement you repeat with your mouths, which has no reality. The wife is not a mother, nor is the claimed son rightfully for the claimant. And Allah says the truth, so that His servants practice it, and He guides towards the path of truth.
ادعوهم لآبائهم هو أقسط عند الله فإن لم تعلموا آباءهم فإخوانكم في الدين ومواليكم وليس عليكم جناح فيما أخطأتم به ولكن ما تعمدت قلوبكم وكان الله غفورا رحيما.
Verse number 5. Attribute those you claim to be your sons towards their real fathers, because attributing them towards them is justice in the eyes of Allah. But if you do not know their fathers, to whom you can attribute them, then they are your brothers in religion and the sons of your uncles. So call them by, O brother, or O cousin. And there is no sin on you if one of you makes a mistake and attributes a claimed son towards his claimant, but you will be sinful if you intentionally say that. And Allah is forgiving to those of His servants who repent, merciful to them, as He did not punish them due to mistakes.
النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهاتهم وأولو الأرحام بعضهم أولى ببعض في كتاب الله من المؤمنين والمهاجرين إلا أن تفعلوا إلى أوليائكم معروفا كان ذلك في الكتاب مسطورا.
Verse number 6. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has more right over the believers than their own selves in whatever he calls them to, even if they incline towards something else. And his wives are like mothers for all believers, hence, it is unlawful for any believer to marry any of them after he passes away. Relatives are more deserving of one another in inheritance by Allah's decree than the believers and those who migrated for Allah's cause, who would previously inherit by means of contractual agreement between themselves and the beginning of Islam. Then Allah abrogated their inheriting from one another after that. Except if you, O believers, do good towards your close associates, besides the inheritors, by making a bequest for them and being kind to them, then that is your right. That is a decree inscribed in the preserved tablet. Beneficial points. 1. There is nobody above being commanded to good and forbidden from evil. 2. Likening wives to mothers is a grave evil and lie. 3. It is unlawful to claim a child as one's own. 4. Accountability for unintentional mistakes has been removed from this nation. 5. It is necessary to give preference to what the Prophet commands, peace be upon him, before one's own desires. 6. The high status of the wives of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the unlawfulness of marrying them after him, as they are the mothers of the believers. 7. All blood relatives are legitimate inheritors.
وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِيثَاقَهُمْ وَمِنْكَ وَمِنْ نُوحٍ وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا.
Verse number 7. O Messenger, remember when I took a firm covenant from the prophets that they will worship Allah alone and not associate any partner with Him, and that they will convey the revelation sent to them, and I have taken it specially from you and from Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa ibn Maryam. I have taken a firm covenant from them to fulfill the conveying of Allah's messages they have been entrusted with.
ليسأل الصادقين عن صدقهم وأعد للكافرين عذابا أليما.
Verse number 8. Allah took this firm covenant from the prophets so He can ask the truthful messengers regarding their truthfulness to silence the disbelievers, and Allah has prepared for those who disbelieve in Him and His messengers a painful punishment on the Day of Judgment, and it is the fire of hell.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ جَاءَتْكُمْ جُنُودٌ فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا وَجُنُودًا لَمْ تَرَوْهَا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرًا.
Verse number 9. O those who have faith in Allah and practice what He has legislated, remember Allah's favor on you when the armies of the disbelievers came to Medina, prepared to fight you, and the hypocrites and Jews supported them. Then I sent upon them the eastern winds through which the Prophet, peace be upon him, was helped, and I sent armies of angels you did not see. Then the disbelievers turned away fleeing, not being able to do anything. And Allah is seeing what you do. None of that is hidden from Him, and He shall reward you for that.
إِذْ جَاءُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارُ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرَ وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَا.
Verse number 10. And that was when the disbelievers came to you from the top of the valley and from the bottom, from the east and west, when the eyes turned away from everything besides seeing the enemy, and the hearts reached the throats due to intense fear, and you were thinking different thoughts regarding Allah. At times you were thinking of help, and at times you were thinking of losing hope from Him.
هنالك ابتلي المؤمنون وزلزلوا زلزالا شديدا.
Verse number 11. In that position, in the battle of the trench, the believers were tested through the enemies.
وَإِذْ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا.
Verse number 12. On that day, the hypocrites and those of weak faith, whose hearts contained doubt, said, "The promise of Allah and His Messenger for victory and being established in this land is false and baseless."
وَإِذْ قَالَتْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَا أَهْلَ يَثْرِبَ لَا مُقَامَ لَكُمْ فَارْجِعُوا. ويستأذن فريق منهم النبي يقولون إن بيوتنا عورة وما هي بعورة إن يريدون إلا فرارا.
Verse number 13. O Messenger, remember when a group of hypocrites said to the people of Medina, "O people of Yathrib, the name for Medina before Islam, there is no stability for you by the peak of Sila near the trench, so return to your homes." And a group of them was seeking permission from the Prophet, peace be upon him, to return to their homes, claiming that their homes were exposed to the enemy, but they were not exposed as they claimed. They were only seeking to flee from their enemy through this false excuse.
وَلَوْ دُخِلَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَقْطَارِهَا ثُمَّ سُئِلُوا الْفِتْنَةَ لَآتَوْهَا وَمَا تَلَبَّثُوا بِهَا إِلَّا يَسِيرًا.
Verse number 14. And if the enemy were to enter upon them in Medina from all its sides and ask them to return to disbelieving and associating partners with Allah, they would grant their enemies this, and they would not lag behind from becoming renegade and turning back towards disbelief except a little.
وَلَقَدْ كَانُوا عَاهَدُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ قَبْلُ لَا يُوَلُّونَ الْأَدْبَارِ وَكَانَ عَهْدُ اللَّهِ مَسْئُولًا.
Verse number 15. And these hypocrites had promised Allah, after they fled from fighting on the occasion of Uhud, that if Allah were to make them witness another battle, they will definitely fight their enemy and not flee out of fear. However, they broke their promise, and the servant is responsible for the promise he made to Allah and he will soon be questioned about it. Beneficial points. 1. The messengers of resolve have a special status. 2. Allah helps His believing servants when difficulties befall. 3. The test which the believers went through in the Battle of Trench was great. 4. The hypocrites desert the believers during tribulations. 5. False claims and breaking pacts is a quality of the hypocrites.